position is you just never fixed it.
Well,
the
truth of the matter is that this is something that could be caused by the heat, which you don't really realize in America so much. In America so much is that if you go to certain places, I'm talking about even Haredi neighborhoods, you don't even realize it's a fast day that day because the pizza stores are all open, you know, and it's true here. It could be many women are pregnant, many women are nursing. I don't know, but there's a lot of eating going on. I remember Elchanan. He says he only fasts Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur because he works outside. Okay, and in Chicago, Chutzlars, everyone fasted. However, that being said, let's look exactly and see what's going on. I would just say it's important that sometimes you learn a sugya and say, oh wow, I didn't realize it's so makil. But just because you know something is very lenient, still we have to approach it with a certain seriousness. Okay, so let's go on. So the source for this, about the fast days, actually, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Where does it come up? It comes up in a totally unrelated sugya, as usually does. The Gemara there is discussing, remember in the old days, when they would decide when Rosh Chodesh was, they would have to let people know when Rosh Chodesh is, in order that, because obviously it's very important that we know when Rosh Chodesh is, because our whole existence is based on time. However, you know, there are budget issues, okay? And because if you sent out shlichim to let people know when Rosh Chodesh was, that costs money. So just like every government tries to cut the budget, Beis Din also wanted to cut the budget, and it would only send out shlichim when it was totally necessary. Okay, there are certain months it is totally necessary to know when Rosh Chodesh is. For example, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, totally not necessary. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, even though there's two B'Shvat there, totally not necessary. Okay, so you won't have new fruits, not a big deal, not the end of the world, all right? So the Mishnah lists off the months where they sent out Shlichim. So let's look at source number one. So he says, Al Shisha Chadoshim, on 6 months, Hashluchim Yotzim, the Shluchim will go out, let people know that they're made Rosh Chodesh. What were they? Al Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh is because of Beis Pesach, Val Av, and Rosh Chodesh Av, because of Tainus. Tisha B'Av is very important. They would go ahead, and by the way, as we'll see, they even commemorated Tisha B'Av during the time of the Bayis Sheni, as we'll see. So they would send out Shlichim on Rosh Chodesh Av to let people know when Tisha B'Av was. Because, as a matter of fact, my uncle once asked the question. He says, like, it's a crazy thing if you think about it, because there were many times during the time of Bayis Sheni, it sounds from this Mishnah, that they would go ahead and, you know, the Kohanim would get up in the morning and they would do the Trumas Hadeshen, they would do the Korban Tumah, light the menorah, right? They'd also fast and whatever else you do in Tisha B'Av, like a real day of Tisha B'Av. They wouldn't wear shoes, and it was a crazy thing anywhere. Yeah, but it's anywhere. But it's like, so you had that vote, then you'd still be crying because it's Tisha B'Av. It was still a very sad day. So the question is why? So the so my uncle explained it's because they were worried it would happen again. That was the bottom line. They were worried it would happen again because when the Bayis Sheni was built, they knew it was good, but they also had the perception that it could happen again. And we know what happened. It did happen again. So they did it to commemorate Tisha B'Av during the time of Bayis Sheni. What?
It didn't happen.
And that's why when people say that, you know, my uncle's very, this is probably why he actually said this, I'm sure. So I think after the Six-Day War, you can go out and look, there were certain places where they couldn't observe Tisha B'Av. I think actually, in Avgarunshul, after the Six-Day War, Tisha B'Av, they started saying Eicha, and that was it, done. They went out. And my uncle said, no, he said, what do you mean? They kept Tisha B'Av during Hanukkah Bayis Sheni, right? Anyway, let's go on. Pal Elul ne Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh Elul, they will let people know because Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei, they let people know because of Yom Kippur, at Charis Modus and Sukkis. Al Kislev, they let people know about Kislev because of Hanukkah. Al Ador, and Ador ne Purim. Ukishohaya based on Migdash Kayam, and when the basement was standing, right? So then they said, Yotzin, they would also go out Afal Iyar, even a year, because of Pesach Sheni. But then people know you have to get to the base of Mikdash to go ahead and to and make sure you get there on time in order to make Mahu Koran Pesach. Okay. So in other words, so these 6 months, the first ones, That was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and even after Zman Beis HaMikdash. Ir was only during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the Gemara asked the question, what's going on? So it seems like we have the whole calendar covered, every important day is covered, except for Shivas Ratam and Sarah Teves, because you don't go out on Chodesh Tammuz or on Teves. Leif Gunami Yatamas Vateves. So Gemara says, the question is why? Because there were fast days. The Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. When the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second temple, they were had a dilemma. They didn't know do we go ahead and do we keep the fast days or not? Because on one hand they came back to Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand they knew that the Beis HaMikdash was not like it was in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, in Ezra, when they built the first Beis, second Beis HaMikdash, the older people were crying. Why were they crying? Because they remembered the first Beis HaMikdash, and they saw such a big difference. The young people were very happy. They said, wow, it's amazing, it's great. So they asked the question, they said, should we keep the fast days or not? So he says, "My dechsev, what does it mean? Kamar Hashem Svakot. Tzom Ravid, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShiv, Tzom HaSiri." So the fast in the fourth month, the Shavuot Shvatamos. Tzom HaChamishi, the fast in the fifth month, Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi, the fast in the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia, the Tzom HaSiri, and the fast in the tenth month, Tzom HaTeves. Yele Beis Yehuda L'Sasson L'Simcha will be for Beis Yehuda, for Sasson V'Simcha. So Gemara asked the question, Karyolo Tzom, Karyolo Sasson V'Simcha. So what's the answer? Zman sheyesh shalom yilasasun l'simcha. When there's shalom, it will be l'sasun l'simcha. Ain't shalom, when there's no shalom, then it will be tzom. So if that's the case, so you know, either it should be a holiday, right, or it should be what, or it should be
a
fast day. So we should know. When Rosh Chodesh Tam and Rosh Chodesh Tevis is. Samura Papa, Hachik Amar, Vizman Shiyesh Shalom, and we have to define what Shalom means. Yeh L'Sasun L'Simcha. He says, when there's Shalom, it will be L'Sasun L'Simcha. Yeh Shmad, if there's Shmad, if there's a decree, a terrible decree, and what's called a terrible decree. So, unfortunately, our history is full of those things. For example, Beitar, the Churban Beitar was a terrible decree. The Spanish Inquisition is a terrible decree. The Crusades is a terrible decree. The Holocaust is a terrible decree, right? So, Ein Shmad Ve'Ein Shalom. There's no Shalom, there's no peace. And there's no Shmad. And there's no terrible decree. Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. If you want, you can fast. And if you want, you don't have to fast. So therefore, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that was considered a time, believe it or not, we'll see, of Ein Shmad Ve'Ein Shalom. Okay, Ein Shmad, most of the time. I don't know what happened in time of Shimon HaTzadik, but most of the time. And for that reason, the fast days were basically volunteers. They said, why send out Shlichim for fasts that are voluntary? People can decide for themselves. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so why do they send out Shlichim for Tisha B'Av? So the answer to Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av, even during the time of the Bayesheni, in basically, unless it was like a crazy time where you saw the Yad Hashem and it was so clear and everything, they always fasted. Why do they always fast? Because Tisha B'Av, so many things happened, and basically the temple was destroyed. Well, it's interesting. So he says, because so many things went ahead and happened, and it could be, in other words, because Tisha B'Av. I think what I mean is because Tisha B'Av was a day. Shavuot Shmitah also was a day when a lot of things happened. The difference is Tisha B'Av is a day when you thought that not only did bad things happen, but bad things will happen. And for that reason, they made it a fast day. But Shavuot Shmitah was a day when certain bad things happened, okay? As a matter of fact, during time of the after the time of Bayis Rishon, they didn't even fast in the 10th of Tammuz. They fasted in the 10th, not in the 17th. So therefore, that's why, since it was a day when they felt the dread, okay, if something bad might happen, for that reason, they fast at Tisha B'Av. Rest of the fast days were voluntary or not voluntarily. Now, so if we look
except for, of course, Yom Kippur.
I'm talking about the four fast days, for sure. That's why I say Yom Kippur, in general, people call up, unless the doctor says, usually I tell someone, what does the doctor say? The doctor says you can't fast. Like, I'm not going to argue with the doctor. So So based on that, if you look at the Gemara and looking at the Rishonim, hey, that's cool. That means that, you know, Shivasu Matamos is supposed to be in another 3 weeks. I guess 3 weeks from today. Yeah, Shivasu Matamos, right? So, you know what? I think things are good. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't make a party, but I shouldn't fast. I have breakfast because there's no Shmad. That's what it seems from the Gemara. So the question is, what does Shalom mean? And what does Shmad mean? That's the question. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sheyesh Shalom. What does Sheyesh Shalom mean? Sheyesh Shalom means, She'ein Yad HaGoyim Tekif Al Yisrael. That the hands of the Goyim are not ruling over the Jews. That's Shalom. Are we in a state of Shalom right now?
No.
It's a matter of debate. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily cancel off yesterday's. Okay, you could be not. Yulasas L'Simcha. Yesh Teres HaMalchus. So, in other words, I wouldn't make a party on the four fast days, but I wouldn't necessarily say Shvil Sasson L'Simcha. Okay. He says, if you look at the Rashba, okay, what does it mean, Ein Shmad V'Ein Shalom? Okay. So listen to the Rashba says, according to the Rashba, we don't pass like the Rashba, he says, Ein Shmad V'Ein Shalom. So he says, what does it mean, Ein Shalom? The Sheyisrael the Eretz Ha'oyev. Ein Shalom means that the Jews are living where? In the land of where?
Enemies,
okay? Elo She'ein Shmad, but there's no evil decrees. That's the case when you do what you want. Ratzu Misarzun Esanim, right? So according to the Rashba, I could make a great case for saying that we're in a case of Shalom right now because we're not living in the land of our enemies right now, okay? I can make that case. So we don't talk like the Rashba. But it's just fascinating. Then he says like this, okay? Then the Rashba is great. Okay, let's say, for example, it's pretty close right now, but close to majority of Jews are living in Eretz Oyev, right? But certainly, Ein Shmad, okay, in general is Ein Shmad. We'll see what happens. I mean, the winds are blowing a certain direction, but right now it's Ein Shmad. So maybe we don't have to fast. So the Rashba says, he says, Umistabra, Afbal Pisha, Huragaluli, Salos. He says, even though that we're accustomed to fasting, Lo Ratsu Achshavli, Sanos, Ein Misanim. If a person does not want to fast, they don't have to fast. Okay? That's what the Rashba says. Why? Because when the Mishnah says, we go off, we send the Shliach for Rosh Chodeshav. So the Gemara says, why don't we send the Shliach for Tammuz and Teves? Obviously, they fast at Tammuz and Teves. The Gemara says, yeah, but even though people fast, if they want to, what can they do? They can go in and what? They can decide not to fast. Right? So he says, according to the Rashba, a person can make a very good case for saying the person doesn't want to fast. They don't have to fast.
What about fasts like
Tzom
Gedalia and stuff?
Same thing. Tzom Gedalia is Shavuot Tam and Shavuot Tam. It's all the same thing. Tzom Gedalia is a Tishrei. That's why the Gemara has been talking about that, because it basically can go out. But the same thing. So in other words, according to the Rashba, you know what? You know, things are good, thank God. Baruch Hashem, you know? Last year, Israel won Eurovision, so why not? We're on top of things, okay? So he says, you can go in and say, we don't have to fast. That's the Rash Bashita, actually. It's quite fascinating, okay? However, not everyone agrees with the Rashba. And if you look at source number five is the Ritva. So he gives two answers, okay? So number one, he says like this. In the time of the Gemara, it was never a shaila you had to fast on all the fast days. Okay? He says, why? He says, why? Because once Klal Yisrael accepts something as a chi of all of Klal Yisrael, that becomes a halacha. But one of the reasons why we can't have a Sanhedrin today is because in order for a halacha to be enacted as an obligated halacha, it has to be accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Unfortunately today, we don't have that ability. But if Klal Yisrael accepts something, for whatever reason, as a chiyuv, all of Klal Yisrael, that becomes absolute chiyuv. Okay? And the classic example of that is Meiriv. The Gemara says, davening Meiriv is reshus, it's voluntary. Today, it's not voluntary for men because all men have accepted it. And, you know, and whether it was in the 1000s or in the 800s, and even if the men today get together and say, you know, we don't want to daven Meiriv anymore, it doesn't make a difference, it's too late. So the Ritva says, Today, you have to fast. Why? Because all of Klal Yisrael did what all the Klal Yisrael do? They already accepted it. Okay, until Mashiach comes, or until we build the base, eventually we have to fast. He said the Nachum the Badav is Bimei Chachmei Talmud. In the days of the Chachmei Talmud, Kfar Yenoagin, B'Tamuz, B'Tevis, Kfar Kivaleim, Ratzuk Behem, Kol Yisrael, Kamal Vazaino, Zer Shuv Yevshal Achram. Abba Kishnishas Mishaseinu, they didn't want to go ahead. He says, when the Mishnah was learned, that was a few years before, then not everyone fasted. So the Gemara's question is, how can we not go out for Tammuz and for Teves? So the Gemara says, well, today everyone fasts, but back in the days of the Mishnah, right? Not everyone fasted. But he says, for that reason they didn't go out. And the Ritva says that the people in the time of Gemara thought that's what it always was. Everyone always fasted in Shivat Shavuot Tammuz and Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia, of course. And the Gemara says, no. That's not everyone fasted. But the days of the Mishnah was more voluntary, and for that reason they didn't go ahead and they didn't send Tzlichim. As a matter of fact, the Ritva says that it is very famous that Rebbe took a bath on Shavuot Shavuot Tammuz. Okay, now understand, when we shower, and we shower every day, it's not a big deal, but when someone showered and bathed in those days, it's a very big deal. So the truth is, in the time of Rebbe, okay, according to Ritva, there was still like this debate, should we fast on these fast days, not fast on these fast days, why not? Because, you know, it's not a great thing to fast. Fasting is not so healthy, right? So even Rabbi Yehuda Nasu is trying to show, right, that you shouldn't fast on Shavuot Shavuot Tammuz, right? Even Rabbi Yehuda Nasu. What? And that's why he says he bathed. And Rabbi says he bathed, he ate, he did everything he did, because, you know, he was trying, and even though he was the manhig, somehow or another, you know, Klal Yisrael decided to fast on those.
In terms of marriage, so it's, do you do it or do you not do it? But here, there was a thing of, it depends on the situation. So wouldn't it depend on the analysis?
No, I agree, but I think that in general, it says, during the time of the Gemara, during the time of Chazal, with some very few exceptions towards the end, in Bavel, it was actually probably historically a very good time for the Jews, okay? In Bavel. And in Eretz Yisrael wasn't so great, like it's true, okay? But in Bavel, but most of the Jews were not living in Eretz Yisrael at that point. So I'd be hard pressed to say that. There's no question that we're dealing with a different Metzias today, because today at least, Baruch, you see, even today we're dealing with a situation where we've come back to Eretz Yisrael and we're in Kodesh Yisrael. But I still wouldn't. I still think it's good to fast, because I think it's important that we realize that we're not there yet. All right. Anyway, so let's go on. But I'm just saying it's for that reason. That's why I can be so makel when someone has a question. As I said before this year started, if someone says to me, you know, Reb Chaim, I feel like I want to eat. Okay, fine. You know, I can tell you. Okay, I want to eat too. You know what I'm saying? That's what you came. What can you do? Now he says like this. He says. So that's basically. He says, so that's basically what Ritva says. So then he gets off into something else afterwards. It's interesting. If you go and look at it, it says, you look towards the very bottom, number 5. He says, "Umeyata third three lines to the bottom. L'chol hashita se'elu af the tamuz u'tevis makubuhu aleinu." The Ain al Yochid Sibra la Akram Shikfar Ratsu call Yisrael, the Kiblum Aleim, Kitaini Sikhidim. El Nikomakom Esher the Boy Kabbalim Vodyom Kitaini Sikhidim Mashenkim Tishabov. So he wants to say that even though we've accepted it, he wants to say it's like a Tainis Yah. What does a Tainis Yachid mean? Tainis Yachid means is, you know, in the old days, I don't know how to say, people would actually fast personal fast. Like my father used to have personal fast all the time. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says he would definitely fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, he would fast Bahab. He would always fast Bahav. And every so often he would fast on every yahrzeit that he had. So he had a yahrzeit for his father on Gimel Shvat, he would fast. He had a yahrzeit for his mother on Chav Teves, he would fast. I think the Rav fasted until the later years. And my father's brother passed away on Tesvav Adar Aleph, which is Susham Purim Katan. Okay? And therefore, in a regular year, when it was a Shana Mu'beres, he would fast on Yud Gimel Adar Aleph. He always fasted, and when it was a regular year, so fasting Yud Gimel Adar Bet, regular Adar, wasn't a Chachma because that was Tainus Esther. So he would actually fast 24 hours. Okay, and but you see, it sounds crazy to us, but fasting was so part of the Jewish psyche back in the old days. It was a crazy thing. And my father, Dafka, was very mafid on health and this and that, but like fasting was like not an issue. Was not an issue. When we always had this argument, because my mother's yahrzeit is Hayav, right, in the family, and I was always afraid of fasting Hayav because it's so close to Tisha B'Av. So I used to fast a half a day. That was it. And it has whole machlokas because my mother's father's yahrzeit was on the Zion Tishrei, and I remember my mother not fast because Yom Kippur. She says no, she did fast anyway. So, but after I gave the kidney, my brother said to me, "Don't fast any extra fast days." So that's it. So I don't have that issue anymore. I just fast on the things that I have to do.
So
that's all.
Sun up to sun.
Yeah, fasting was very large. Litvisha people that went ahead and had a yahrzeit, if it wasn't usher to fast, they fasted. Okay, Chassidim had L'chaim and had a tatika and that's become what's been accepted today. Okay, well, and it could be for good reason. It's very hot. Listen, in the summer months to fast in order to strong. You don't have to. So you know, it's you got to. You know, so whatever. So
when you started on the ritual, you said he gives two answers.
So he really doesn't. He says the what he was saying was that, in other words, because I mentioned that Reb Yehuda Nasi, he bathed on Shivas Ratamas, which means eating. So he says, really, the machlokus was, I'm sorry, so he says, so really the machlokus was, well, the other fast days, do you, so then according to that shot, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi really lost the battle. Okay? The second shot was, well, the second machlokus is, the question is, do you give Shivas Ratamas some Gedalia and Sarva Teves the same status as Tisha B'Av, okay? Which we'll come back to, all right? What does that mean? In other words, you have to understand, in a time when you're shmad, so in other words, Gemara asks, what about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av we've accepted, right? So he says, the other fast days, that's the minhag if you want, okay? Since it's a minhag, we decided we will fast, but we'll do it the easy way. What does easy way mean? It means sunset and just eating and drinking, right? But Tisha B'Av, they said, no, Tisha B'Av is a chiyah because of all the things that happened, and therefore it's sunrise, it's sunset to sunset, right? Actually, sunset to tzeis, all right? By Tisha B'Av. And he says, and they took upon themselves all the Hayinu Yom also. So according to the second Shana Ritva, the question was, well, what should we do other fast days? And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, you know, it's fine to fast, but we can't have four Tisha B'Av throughout the year. All right? Now, I will tell you, though, that according to that Shana, the only reason why you don't have Hayinu Yom and Shivas Rav Tammuz, Tzom Gedal Sar Vatevis, is because of the fact that we're living in a time of Ein Shalom V'Ein. But if it's a case of it, Ein Shalom V'Yei Shmad, what should you do?
You need to do Holocaust.
So supposedly, I remember my father telling me that there were people during the Holocaust in America, once they knew what was going on, that actually had four Tisha B'Av throughout the year. Okay? Because it was definitely a case of terrible Shmad. I think he told me his mother, my father, grandfather passed away already, but his mother used to go ahead and she used to fast all those fast days. And that would be even Midivrei Kabbalah. Okay, Midivrei Kabbalah.
And that wears shoes and that.
So it says two pshat demoras. The first pshat is according to the Ritva. The first pshat is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was trying to stop the fasting, which I understand. The second pshat is he was trying to stop to go ahead and it shouldn't have the same ruach spirit as Tisha B'Av, which I understand also because I was talking to somebody, right? You know, you're supposed to feel something on every special day, and I think when Chazal said made the halachas of Tisha B'Av, they did a very good job of making us feel like dirt on Tisha B'Av. That's the bottom line. Okay, they did a very good job. Rav Yehuda said, you know, once a year is enough. Okay, so basically, until now, we've seen that when we fast, you lost the time and start there. Someone goes, oh, you know, that's the, it's a minute. It's a custom. We can go ahead and, you know, whatever. That's the minute. We shouldn't change it. But you know, remember, it's really a minute today. Let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam says that yesh sham yamin. Shekol Yisrael Misa'anam Behem Ne'atzara Shiro Behem. So there are days that the Jews fast because of the tzaros that happened. Kidei la'oril levavos l'toach darchei tshuva, to awaken the hearts and to open the ways of tshuva. So I think my uncle explained that it's a very strange lashon of toach darchei tshuva. Alright? So he explained, what's the idea? You know, before, you know, I think when I talk about an alcoholic, what's the first step? What's the first step of an alcoholic? What's the first step? Admitting he has a problem. Okay, if you don't admit you have a problem, right? You can't recover. So it's very easy to walk around and think we don't have a problem because Baruch Hashem, we live in Eretz Yisrael. Thank God. Okay. Yeah, we can go to the Kotel. It's wonderful. You know, and hey, every so often there's an annoyance. They send missiles towards us. It's true. We have to have an army. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, the Iron Dome is doing a great job. And I've heard this from people. Life's great. So you have to have a few days a year where you say, you know what, life is not so great. Okay? And that's Liftoach Dar Ketshuva. The Yezizkro L'masein Arayim, L'masein V'sein Hashayim, L'masein Atat Shigram L'an L'Los Atzoros. He says, right, and he says at the end, the Nagel Kol Yisrael v'zmanim elu lis'anos b'shlosh asher ba'ador. So he lists off all the fasts. I don't have it on the sheet. I should have written it on the sheet. But if you look at Allah Hey, he adds the words the Nagel Kol Yisrael v'zmanim elu, and all Yisrael meaning in these times lis'anos the fast when b'shlosh asher ba'ador. So Tainus Esther is only what?
A minute.
Everything means everything else is what?
Yechiv.
So according to the Rambam, everything else is a chiv. Alright? So the question is, how does the Rambam explain? He says, how does the Rambam explain this this Mishnah? So you look at source number 7, it says Mesira Se'ezus Chodesh on Yerushalayim. Where do they go ahead and give over the testimony that you have to go ahead and you have to when Rosh Chodesh is? He says that's in Yerushalayim. When we were Yerushalayim, they would send shluchim l'chol ha'aretz, as it explained. See, he says with Vayishayim from the time of the Second Temple, this is very important. Lo hayu misanim. During the time of Bayesheni, they didn't fast on Asar B'Teves or Shivas B'Tamuz. But whoever wanted to fast could. Who didn't want to fast didn't have to. And therefore, they wouldn't go on a Teves or on Tamuz. He says, and he quotes his pasuk. All right? They were given the choice. So what's the idea? We said, when do you have to fast? When there's Shmad. When do you have... When he says, when do you have a party? When it's shalom, right? When there's shalom, he says, ein shmad ve'ein shalom. Okay, so then what do? Then you go ahead and you can choose. So he says the bayis sheni was a time of ein shmad ve'ein shalom, because according to the Rambam, what is shmad? Shmad is when there's no Beis HaMikdash. During the time of the Bayis Sheni, it was a choice because there was a Beis HaMikdash. There might not have been Shalom. They might have realized there were problems going on. But since there was a Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Shmad. Today, when we have the Beis HaMikdash according to the Rambam, that's still the time of Yesh Shmad. So the Rambam puts into perspective. It's very nice what we have here. Right? Very nice. Well, without a Beis HaMikdash according to the Rambam, this is the time of Shmad. Okay, now, I want to point out, let's say, for example, the Knesset gets together, has to decide, okay, I think it's time, let's start building the Beis HaMikdash, okay? So, you know, and then, you know, and they said, and, you know, the religious parties say, okay, great, okay? But first thing, let's get a Mizbeach up there and start being Machon the Karbanos, right? So, you know, it might take time to build a Beis HaMikdash because, you know, especially dealing with the Kabbalim today, things take time, I can tell you. And whatever date they give you is probably another 3 years, right?
Yeah.
But when they go ahead and they put the Mizbeach up, and they, once they start going ahead, that's maybe shot in the Rashi. It says that it will be like the Beis HaMikdash will come down from Shemayim. They'll actually finish by the time just what they say they're going to finish. They're supposed to a year or two or 3 years later, right? So he says, but once they decide to start building the Beis HaMikdash and they start being Ma'akal Karbanos, that's when we stop fasting. That's already called. He says, there's a coin to the Rambam. He says, it was a choice. Why? Because it wasn't Shemad. Why? Because there was a Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, according to the Rambam, today there's an absolute chiyuv to fast on all the fast days. Okay, so you have all the Rishonim on one end and the Rambam on this end, right? So he said, then after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the people asked, there's an absolute chiyuv to fast, so why don't Shlichim go out? So he said, listen, that was with Ma'am Beis HaMikdash. There was no absolute chiyuv. All right, now, so that's the Rambam Shita. So I would just I would just go ahead and say this. How do we paskin? So the truth is, we paskin like neither Shita, as we'll see. Okay? As we'll see. I think just because it's too hard. So you look at the tour. So he says, so the answer is, if you look at the tour says, he says, if you look at the second line of the tour, number 8, for in the Lekka Shalom, the Lekka Shemad, Ratzu Misanat and Misanim, will perish the Lekka Shalom, Shabayas Charav, the Lekka Shemad, he says, there's no Shalom because the temple is destroyed. The Lekka Shemad, he says, Mamakim Yidu of Yisrael. So then he says, and you don't have Shemad in the place where there are many Jews? Fine. Ratzu Rov Yisrael, Eskim Alein Shal Esanos, Ein Esanim. Ratzu Rov Eskim Esanim. He says, what happens is, you take a vote every year, what happens? You what? You decide. Then he says, V'idna Ratzu V'nagu Esanos. So now everyone's agreed to fast. It's always been that way. Tidul Adoros. And therefore, L'fichach Asul Lipron's Geder, the coach came to Rasenu. Hilchach HaLasam Divrei Kabbalah and Kanas Nevi'im. So he says, the bottom line is, he says, since the Sukkim say that everyone agreed, that it depends on what you want, and everyone agreed, therefore it's Medivrei Kabbalah you have to fast because everyone agreed. That's the Tzach HaTor. Not like the Rambam, okay? But like the other Rishonim, that it depends on what you want, and since everyone agreed, it becomes a Chiyuv and Divrei Kabbalah. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is very important, source number 9, Hakol Chayavim Lisanus Arba Tzomus Halalu, Va'asu Lifrots Geder. Mihu, Ubris, he said, and it's someone who's Mistardos on the fast. He says, and he goes like this, it's interesting, he says, So those who are expecting or nursing mothers that have a lot of tsar, are not to fast. And if they're not mitstayer, they're not mechuyev to fast. On all four fast days, a pregnant nursing lady fast. The daf gimel tzomos doesn't fast. He's not the daf gimel tzomos. They fast the minutes of the Tisha B'Av. Then a pregnant lady and a nursing lady has to go ahead and has to fast. So in other words, the minug, the Shulchan Aruch says, is for pregnant and nursing women to fast on all four tzomos, not just Tisha B'Av. I do want to say that all the years I'm speaking to my father that his psak was, it's a very nice minug. But that's not what you should do. And he would always tell a nursing lady and a pregnant lady not to fast. I'll come back to Tishrei in a second. To on the three tzomos. When it came to Yom Kippur, he was very machmir. In other words, my father would go head-to-head with a doctor, by the way, on this one. Okay, what does that mean? If a doctor said to a lady, you know, you can't fast on Yom Kippur, my father would say, well, why? And that's because pregnant women shouldn't fast. Right? And my father would say, well, Chazal obviously argue with you, so therefore, right, you shouldn't do that. If there was a reason why, and after there was one time where someone was expecting twins, right, and my father also went head to head with the doctor, you know, because he said whatever. He has to be a reason. He actually, I remember he actually called up Dr. Eichendahl to ask Dr. Eichendahl if there should be a difference. Now, obviously, there could be conditions. People have conditions. Now, I will say that in Eretz Yisrael, it's much different. Okay, because Eretz Yisrael, it's much hotter. Okay, October here can be boiling hot. Okay, I never remember Yom Kippur in Chutz La'aretz where you were sweating. You were sweating in shul. I lived in Chicago. I lived in Chicago, Hamilton. You know, it's never an issue for me. So that definitely makes a big difference. But all three fast days. However, I'll just say like this: he says Aruch HaShulchan says when it comes to the four fast days, everyone is obligated to fast. He says, even if you're not feeling so good, but the fast will, you know, the fast will. He says like this. V'chein kol bal michush. Anyone who's feeling something, feeling a little off, they should still fast, unless it's something which is going to go ahead and make the fast much more difficult. And what's the examples he gives? Someone who has a weak heart, which is obvious. And even so, Varosh Yisanu, he says, if someone has a problem with their heart or a very bad headache, where it could be that it's very hard to fast, then it'll be makel. But otherwise, if there's a problem with their leg, something's hurting them, then we say you should go ahead and fast. But in general, so the point to say is, even though it's mitzav minog, the minog makes it very chamor. But in tradition, there's some reason not to fast. There's definitely is a heter, but you should definitely go ahead, and you should definitely go ahead and take it seriously. So I will just tell you that for some reason, I don't know why this is, I always thought that my father felt that a pregnant lady or some lady should fast on Tisha B'Av. I always thought that way. And the year we made Aliyah, can I tell the story? The year we made Aliyah, so we were sitting, you know, we were expecting Shlomo that summer. And I was sitting in Toronto, my in-law's house, and my father called me up. And he says to me, he said to me, Pircha shouldn't fast on Tisha B'Av. No, we weren't here yet. We're still in Toronto.
We're coming.
That's why it's very important. So he says, I think that's the reason why, by the way. Okay? And I think, you don't think so?
I can't
read you. Yeah. So what happened was, I said, but it's Tisha B'Av, Abba. He says, never mind. Let me speak to Pircha. He didn't trust me. And he told Pircha, you're not to fast on Tisha B'Av.
I mean, Pircha, you're not to fast.
Yeah, yeah. So that was it. The Baruch Hashem says not to fast. You're not going to fast. You know what I'm saying? It's not the.
It's so strange.
So in general, when someone calls me about Tisha B'Av, who is somebody that in general asks me shyless, and they have a hard time fasting, I would tell them not to fast.
If they're pregnant
or nursing, they have a hard time fasting. If someone who calls me for shyless, if some people who hear, oh. I heard he gives a kula. I'm not going to give him that sop. You know what I'm saying? But I said, my father. So it could be that in Eretz Yisrael it's much different, just because they say that the birth rate goes up Motzei Yom Kippur in the war. And obviously, so it's they say. Yeah. No. They say the birth rate goes up. And Eretz Yisrael is much hotter. It's much hotter. Eretz Yisrael.
It's indoors.
It's much hotter. You should know that Yom Kippur. I always tell people when they call me up and I say. I tell them or I tell their husbands, stay home. Yeah. You stay in bed and you watch the kids because it's more important to your wife fast than you daven in Yishol. Right? Yeah, so that's what I say.
To complete it. Here it just means to complete the fast. You should fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Hashem says in an
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you again.